Welcome to the Apple Science Innovators podcast series. You'll hear profiles about scientists using Apple technology to advance research and learning in colleges and universities. Enjoy the program.
When Dr. Lynn Johnson was a graduate student at the University of Iowa, her career path was unexpectedly determined for her. Johnson happened to join a project team working with the School of Dentistry and was asked to create a series of simulations that demonstrated optimum interactions with patients, such as how to diagnose oral cancer. Those first rudimentary visuals helped Johnson chart a course that, 2 decades later, has seen her become the Director of Dental Informatics at the University of Michigan's School of Dentistry. At Iowa, she earned her PhD in Instructional Design and Technology, then eventually became the Director of Educational Methodology and Instructional Technology for the College of Dentistry, before joining the University of Michigan. Today, Johnson is responsible for leading the integration of information technology into the traditional teaching and learning activities of University of Michigan's dental curriculum and into the university's clinical education and operations. In her view, the use of educational technology is the key to creating dynamic learning opportunities. Johnson notes, "I could teach with slides, but I couldn't make learning interactive or meaningful. Technology offers the chance to simulate patient experiences, so students will be much better prepared to work with real patients." A significant part of Johnson's work is also devoted to gauging the effectiveness of leading-edge educational technologies such as iTunes U, which Johnson and her students helped to pioneer at University of Michigan. Johnson explains, "We look at whether there has been a learning change, whether students are learning the same amount but in less time, and whether they are learning things they couldn't learn before. What we found is that the technologies such as iTunes U actually relieve us of the burden of some forms of teaching and learning, so we can concentrate on helping students develop critical thinking and problem-solving skills." Johnson is an avid supporter of collaborative projects, such as the university's Bluestream online digital repository. Through Bluestream, School of Dentistry students can access digital video archives of interactions with standardized patient instructors, or SPIs, who help students acquire best practices. For example, through videotaped role play with SPIs, students learn the skills needed to interact with patients from diverse cultures and to improve their rapport with patients. Though Johnson's teaching schedule is hectic, she still finds time to pursue new areas of research. She is currently principal investigator on a National Institutes of Health grant that will support the development of state-of-the-art educational materials about genetics in dentistry. Additionally, Johnson is co-principal investigator on a second NIH grant that will enable UM teams to explore the teaching of research skills to dental students using computer-based simulations. Johnson credits Apple with encouraging and supporting innovation in all areas of education. Johnson says, "Apple always recognizes what people need in academia. If you need something wacky, and it's wacky because it's new, they don't just throw it back at you, they embrace it. And because Apple listens, change happens."
Thank you for listening. To learn more about Apple in higher education, please visit apple.com/education.